Yahoo Fantasy Slate, predicting what happens in sports could win you thousands of dollars in cash. It's free to play, and there's a new game every week. Sounds easy, right? It is. So download the Yahoo Sports app, hit the Sportsbook tab, and make your fantasy slate picks. Because Yahoo Fantasy Slate could win you money.
In every 49ers game, one play can make all the difference. So when it's your turn to call the play, don't blow it. After the game, make a getaway and cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort. You're just a short drive away from so many ways to win. With our award-winning golf course, amazing restaurants, and of course, world-class gaming. Make the right call. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Proud partner of our San Francisco 49ers. Please play responsibly.
Months of downtime and soul searching have inspired a lot of things, from renovating a kitchen to a new home mortgage, and U.S. Bank can help you do it all, because we're dedicated to turning your new inspiration into your next pursuit.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands. Touchdown.
Bill Vinovich says stands, not confirmed, so they just don't have enough to overturn it. But Davante Adams, great work there for the touchdown. Our official review is brought to you by NBC Sports Bay Area, your home for Sunday-to-Sunday coverage of the 49ers. Mason Crosby, the all-time leading scorer in Green Bay Packer history, makes the extra point. And Green Bay goes right down the field, and the three best players did all the work. Aaron Rodgers and the running back. Also, Aaron Jones and the wide receiver Davante Adams for the touchdown, and Green Bay jumps out to a 7-0 lead. So they are the fastest starting team. They have scored on their opening possession, Tim, every single game this year, and very often they stick it in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, and then they slow down a little bit, and then their second quarter has just been amazing as they get a couple of those adjustments. But look, Davante Adams. That's called defying X's and O's. I mean, the people will say, well, man, they're going to look at the box score and say, long touchdown to start. I can't believe they didn't double-team Davante Adams right out of the gate. The coverage was almost perfect from Emmanuel Mosley. And I know they're worried about that go ball from the numbers of the sidelines, and rightly so, when you're playing the cover three defense. But the coverage was really good. It's just the throw was outstanding and the adjustment to the throw and to make that catch. And that left elbow pop was a half inch inside the white stripe. Unbelievably good.
It is going to be J.K. Scott will kick off. Mason Crosby has a calf and a back injury. 49ers have twin returners back. Jet McKinnon and Alston Walter just elevated today, just signed today. It's going to be Jet McKinnon with a return across the 30 and up to around the 32-yard line. As we take a look at the 49ers starting offensive lineup, is brought to you by Levi's. And the 49ers are going to make a change on the offensive line. Justin School will start at left tackle for Trent Williams, unable to play because of the close contact to Kendrick Bourne. The real change, though, Tim, will be at center and at right guard, as they're going to switch the right guard, Daniel Brunskill. He'll play center, and making his first start in the NFL is Colton McKivitz. He will start at right guard next to McGlinchey at right tackle. First and 10, 49ers, 31-yard line. They fake the stretch right, boot Mullins left. He throws. It is caught by Richie James Jr., tackled immediately by the corner, Josh Jackson. So nice work there to boot it right, come left for a nice pickup there of 6 yards on Mullins' first play of the game.
Yep, just working that stretch out to the right and comes back and is able to find Richie James out there. And Josh Jackson, who is out there for King, is a guy I think they can go after for sure in this football game.
Yeah, Kevin King from Bishop O'Dowd High School. Tom Compton, pardon me, is starting at right guard, not Colton McKivitz. Tom Compton, we could see McKivitz a little bit later on. Compton starting at right guard. Trent Taylor goes in motion. They fake the gun run there. Mullins back, and he's going to throw one down the left sideline into coverage of Josh Jackson, well covered on Richie James Jr., and it's incomplete there. Never really able to uncover against Josh Jackson. It will start opposite of Jair Alexander. So Mullins took a deep shot down the line. So the 49ers are not playing Aronis Grassou to start. He is up. They do have a backup offensive lineman, Tony Bergstrom. So it's Brunskill moving from right guard to center, and it's Tom Compton, the veteran from Washington, Atlanta, and Chicago, and also with Minnesota a couple of years ago, last year, starting at right guard tonight. Well, so profound changes.
Yeah,
here.
They just did a good job in protection. Gave Mullins time. That is not a good throw. Richie James had the corner beat, and the safety was late getting over the top. Wish there was a better throw.
Third down, 4. 3 receivers right, 1 left, and we have a pre-snap penalty here. Bill Vinovich again is our referee tonight. Looks like it's against the 49ers.
Prior to the delay of game, first charge timeout, San Francisco.
Now they called a timeout. Kyle Shanahan got so many new parts here. They went to a 3-by-1 formation. So many of these wide receivers, or they're not on the 53-man roster or don't play a whole lot. Jordan Reed is back. Richie James Jr.
You know,
back after missing.
We've talked so much about the players. Imagine how hard it is as a play caller.
To know who's in the game.
Who's in the game and what they do versus what, and having a feel for that, that's a major challenge.
And you got major changes on your offensive line. You don't have your left tackle. You don't have, you change the center and you change the right guard. 49ers and Green Bay Packers tonight is brought to you by Bud Light. That Green Bay Packer Toyota scoring drive summary is a 6-play, 75 yards, 318 of the touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers to Davante Adams, went for 36 yards. Green Bay did not face a third down in that opening drive. 49ers facing a third and four. Trent Taylor goes in long jet sweep motion, followed by Josh Jackson. Are they playing man on third down? Mullins back, throws over the middle. It is caught, but short of the first down is Jordan Reed, who was back and elevated after the knee injury in week three against the Giants. Caught it a little bit short there, about 2 yards short. We'll see what Kyle does. He's not now. The punt team will go out. And the 49ers on their own 40-yard line will punt the ball away.
Yeah, it just looks like Jordan Reed didn't drive deep enough to the get the line of gain. I mean, he set up on that spot route and flipped that curl about, as you said, 2 yards in front of the marker. And Packers actually knocked him back, thought he was going to have a little running room, and they got him down a yard short.
Mitch Wishnowsky will punt. He punted well last Sunday in Seattle, the end-over-end punt. And this Darius Shepherd is going to return their punts as well. And he will let it go over his head. Then he will block Ken Webster, the 49er gunner, preventing him from getting into the end zone to down it. So it will be a touchback. So with Tyler Irvin figuring to play more from scrimmage, they're not going to have him return kicks or punts tonight, it appears. 60-yard punt by Wishnowsky, a 40-yard net with the touchback. And Green Bay gets the ball back when we come back. 10:08 to play in the opening quarter from Levi's. Packers 7, 49ers nothing on the U.S. Bank 49ers Radio Network.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Works.
Rough start for the 49ers. Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones and Davante Adams go right down the field, and the 49ers have to punt. And Green Bay will take over on the 20-yard line, and Aaron Jones is waiting in the huddle. Well, he got them started right away, Tim, with four outstanding plays, two runs and two receptions out of the backfield. He goes into a single back set. Aaron Rodgers is under center. Davante Adams singled up left against Emmanuel Mosley, and they have a loose bunch to the right. Hand off to Aaron Jones to the bunch side. Cuts it back inside. Well played by the 49ers. Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, Javon Kinlaw will hold that down to a gain of only 2 yards.
That's exactly how it's supposed to work. And I talked about the defensive tackles and getting penetration and getting push. Armstead's up the field, sets the edge. It's got to cut back quick. Kinlaw is a yard in the backfield. He gets the party started, and the linebackers rally up. Well done.
And Green Bay did not face a single third down on their opening drive. They got it all done on first and second down. Second down and eight coming up. Bunch formation to the left. Aaron Jones again, the lone back on the 22-yard line. Devontae Adams goes in long motion. No one following. Jimmy Ward does come down from safety. Now he goes in return motion the other way. They get it to Aaron Jones off the right side. A cutback run. He runs for a first down. Running through the tackle of Fred Warner for the last couple of yards to cross the 30 up to the 31-yard line. Another Aaron Jones propelled Green Bay first down.
Yeah, well, this is the crunch play where they double both of the defensive tackles, and that's why I talked about coming into this game that the defensive tackles have got to step up. They've already got the backups in there in terms of the rotation with Kentavious Street and Kevin Givens, and both of them got double-teamed into the linebacker. That's too easy.
Eric Armstead and Deion Jordan are playing at end for the 49ers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling going in motion for Green Bay. 49ers bring Tart down on that side. Rodgers throws left, sit-down run by route by Devontae Adams. Hops right through the coverage of Aziz Alshire to pick up another first down. He's not fast. He runs like a 4.5 and a half, but he has sweet feet. Caught that ball, Tim, and just kind of hop right by Aziz.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers knows exactly how to hook up with him. Off coverage, it's a bail by Emmanuel Mosley. And now you've got a second-year linebacker and Aziz Alshire trying to figure out how to get out there and get in the way and get in front of Devontae Adams. Packers making it look easy right now on offense.
They're out to their 42-yard line again. They have not faced a third down yet. Devontae Adams goes in long motion. This time followed by Kaywan Williams. Play action by Aaron Rodgers. Rolls away from the pressure of Willis. Will throw up the right sideline. Too high. He had Devontae Adams wide open at the 49er 35-yard line. Aaron Rodgers is grimacing and now muttering to himself. He missed that. A throw he very seldom misses. Devontae Adams with a scramble drill stopped on the route and then just went deep behind Kaywan Williams, was wide open.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when Aaron Rodgers extends the plays and he's able to break out of contain. Now DJ Jones is on his horse trying to get to him, but then they just lost track. Playing zone defense, lose track of Devontae Adams. Whoa.
49ers go back to their base defense. Aziz Alshire comes in and Kaywan Williams goes out. Then Green Bay goes empty and spreads you out. It is a second down and 10, play clock at 3. Three receivers right, two left. Quick throw over the middle, caught by the tight end, Robert Tonyan. And he's
like
dropped
that.
Immediately. Nice tackle there by the 49ers defense to hold that. Jaquaski Tart came down from safety to pick him up and throw him down. And now Green Bay will face their first third down of the game. It'll be third down and 5.
Really good awareness by Jaquaski Tart. Just understanding that Fred Warner is coming up the gut on a pressure. They don't have anybody to block him. You know Aaron Rodgers is going to the blitz beater if you're Tart. He drove up on that, and that's one of those picture-perfect tackles where you grab the hamstrings and lifted Tonyan up and slammed him to the ground.
Tart and Ward are playing two safeties high here. 49ers facing a third down and 5. Bunch formation to the right, and they have Devontae Adams singled up with Mosley left. Rodgers looking that way down the sideline to Adams. Broken up beautifully with a reaching right hand by Emmanuel Mosley. Played that one superbly, and Green Bay on their first third down fails. Great work by Mosley, and they'll have to punt the ball away.
He's got absolutely no problem running with Devontae Adams, and I just love the way he turned and found the ball, but he didn't turn to the inside. He turned to the outside, anticipating that back shoulder throw as he's playing up on the top and gets his left hand up and swats that ball down for a pass breakup.
Great work by Mosley. Sunday in Seattle, he had a battle. The big receiver, DK Metcalf, and tonight he gets an entirely different challenge. And Devontae Adams gave up the touchdown early, but recovers to make that play. Here's J.K. Scott, who will punt for Green Bay. Got pressure in his face as he punted it away. Trent Taylor will call for a fair catch, and it will bounce and roll into the end zone for a touchback. And the 49ers will take over on the 20-yard line here. So it is Green Bay 7 and the 49ers nothing, with 6:58 to play in the opening quarter. We're back right after these messages.
It's game time, but your fourth graders would rather watch cartoons than ball. Thankfully, your Honda CR-V has Apple CarPlay and a superior sound system.
Hey Siri, play Mom's Pump-Up Jams.
Whatever happens on the court, coach, you just gotta win on the road. Hustle in to score a deal on a new CR-V at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Honda is family. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to the butcher at your local grocery store. He'd probably talk about trimming the fat, but it'd be about your brisket, not your insurance policies. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent. They offer personalized assistance in finding the choicest cuts of coverage for all your insurance needs, which means more money for filet mignon. Or, if you're a vegetarian, tofu le mignon. To find a GEICO agent, /local.
Need a way to stock up on game day snacks and supplies? Skip the store and call an Audible with Instacart. Get groceries, household items, and more from your favorite local stores. Just download the app, place your order, and a shopper brings your items to you in as little as 2 hours with safe, contactless delivery. Save money, save time, and score big when you order through Instacart. Download the Instacart app today or visit Instacart.com and get $10 off your first order with code FOOTBALL10. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $35. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
What a catch by George Kittle!
Hey Niner fans, George Kittle here with a pro tip for making the best play on your eyewear. Visit Zinni.com, the official eyewear of the 49ers. Zinni has changed the game for you, finally making prescription glasses affordable for everyone. At Zinni, you can find over 3,000 frames with unbelievable prices. Look for the Kittle's collection coming soon so you can rock our styles every day too. So visit Zenni.com, start shopping from home using their virtual try-on, and change your eyewear game forever.
Months of downtime and soul searching have inspired a lot of things, from renovating a kitchen to a new home mortgage, and U.S. Bank can help you do it all because we're dedicated to turning your new inspiration into your next pursuit.
Well, Kyle Shanahan had Nick Mullins throw on the 49ers three downs to open the game. They wound up going three and out. He hit Richie James on the boot to the left for a short one, missed him down the sideline. Then he threw short to Jordan Reed. So Green Bay, if you look at their defense overall, they've been vulnerable against the run, and the 49ers open the game with three straight passes.
Yeah, get them off the trail of the run game a little bit, and I'm telling you, just keep trying to hit a deep shot here and there. It was there for Richie James. As you said, Mullins just missed it.
River Craycraft in motion for the 49ers, wearing number 86. Here's the first run of toss sweep to Jet McKinnon, and he gets grabbed around the head and thrown down by their defensive end in their 3-4 defense. Dean Lowry for a short game. Got 3 yards there, second down and seven. So it's Jerick McKinnon with the first run of the night. You'll see a lot of Jermichael Hasty, and also Austin Walter is available to run the football tonight.
I got to tell you, Pop, it was there. I mean, McGlinchey had a great kickout block, getting people off their feet. Compton was locked up with the defensive lineman. Jet has just got to hit that faster downhill.
Compton starting at right guard. Brunskill moving from right guard to center. Here's a play action by Mullins to McKinnon. Plenty of time. Throws over the middle. It is caught for a first down by Richie James Jr. in the Green Bay territory. A block from Craycraft. Spins. Breaks another tackle. Finally grabbed on around the jersey by Adrian Amos and dropped on the Green Bay 34-yard line. Richie James Jr. got wide open over the middle for a big chunk.
Well, I love that, and they really took advantage of Darnell Savage. I mean, he got deep thinking Trent Taylor was going to take him deep. He got spun around. Just as the free safety got spun around, Richie James on an in cut. Here's the most important thing, four-man rush. Mullins has got all day to throw and delivers a strike to Richie James.
He really did. Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith are the guys you got to worry about. Za'Darius is over on Justin School's side. That was a 43-yard gain. Here's a stretch run to Jet McKinnon. Going to cut it back. He started left, comes right. Good run. Picks up about 8 yards inside the Green Bay 30 and dropped on their 26-yard line. Great vision. It was not there for him play side going left, so he cut it all the way back to the right, and he sets up a second and two.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, he, as you said, broke it all the way back to the right, and it was a really good job. I believe it was Dwelly over there who was trying to set the edge, got knocked down, got back on his feet, and got enough of the defender to allow McKinnon to get through the line of scrimmage there. Nice run, 8 or 9 yards.
After going three and out to open the game, the 49ers offense is moving well. They go into a true eye now. It is Charlie Warner, the tight end, lines up in an eye. Now he moves in line next to Justin School at left tackle. McKinnon, the lone back. Juszczyk goes in jet sweep motion. A toss to the left. McKinnon will keep it play side and run for the 49er first down before Lowry drops him. Nice work there by Jet McKinnon to stay patient. Waited for it to open up on the left side, the play side, and pick up another 49er first down to Green Bay's 22-yard line.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it was the patience behind Daniel Brunskill at center. He had to let that develop. Kenny Clark had Brunskill a yard in the backfield, but old Brunny just keeps working, and as Jet makes that move, Brunskill absolutely pancaked Clark. And then Jet was able to get the first down.
Jerick McKinnon with three runs on this drive for 14 yards. He will now come out, and Jermichael Hasty will come in 49ers have Ross Dwelly lining up on the right side. It's a boot to the right after a play action left. A throw to the fullback, Kyle Juszczyk. He'll go airborne, trying to run through the rookie free agent linebacker at UCLA. Chris Barnes takes that hit, picks up a few more. So Juice picks up 4 yards. Second and 6, 49ers as they're inside the Toyota red zone of the Packer 19-yard line.
Really a nice job by Juice, escaping Montrevious Adams, who was out there on the edge, knowing that that boot was coming. And Juice dips his shoulder and just wiggles around him. It was timed up perfectly, and Nick Mullins found it.
49ers down 7-0 with 3.5 to play in this first quarter. Aaron Rodgers' touchdown pass. Now we have movement on the Green Bay line. The 49ers activate to get the neutral zone infraction. They did, and this will give the 49ers an automatic first down. Here's Bill Vinovich, our referee.
Neutral zone infraction. Defense number 90. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
Montrevious Adams. We were wondering about Aaron Rodgers in the hard count, but it's Nick Mullins with the hard count here that turns that second and 6 into a first down and 10.
And Dwelly's the one that activated.
Second and one.
And Dwelly is the one that activated.
I think they got the wrong number. It was on Kiki. Kingsley Kiki, 96, jumped off sides, not 90 Montrevious Adams. It's not a first down. That was a second and 6, so it's second and 1 now. Mullins under center. Jamichael Hasty, the lone back, 2-by-2, tight 2-by-2 formation with fullbacks and tight ends and one receiver. One of the tight end goes in motion left. Awkward counter handoff. That was not well done with the footwork from Nick Mullins. And Montrevious Adams got in the backfield to stuff that, but that didn't look right the way the footwork, and he didn't know what side to hand that to Hasty to.
Yeah, I don't know if he just came out and pivoted the wrong way. I think he clearly did, and that messed the timing up, but I'm not so sure it would have mattered. Nobody blocked Montrevious Adams out there. Everybody down blocked. He came off the edge totally unblocked.
So a second and one becomes a third down and 2. 49ers down 7-0 with 2:30 to play in this first quarter. Bunch formation right. They single up Richie James left. They give it to Jet McKinnon. First down, 49ers. Breaks the tackle with a 360 spin and bangs down to the Green Bay 8-yard line. We could see him begin to get his legs back in Seattle as the game progressed. And now the Jet comes out flying tonight, Tim.
Oh, a beautiful little shake in the hole. I mean, he slides right through a crack between Brunskill and Justin School, and then I think it was Adrian Amos, the safety, who tried to come up and take his thighs out, and Jet, just with a nice little move, picks up an extra 3 or 4.
Jerick McKinnon on this drive, all of his carries, 4 carries for 20 yards, first and goal, 49ers, 9-yard line, Richie James Jr. goes in motion to the right, no one follows, and Mullins going to play action, and McKinnon looks left to Juszczyk, takes a big hit, avoids the sack barely, but he got popped. Held the ball a little bit too long there. I think he was trying to go to Juszczyk in the left flat in a version of Spider 3-wide banana. It wasn't there. And then he just held the ball, didn't know where to go after.
Yeah, but I love the fact that there was really no frantic panic at that point. He knew he was going to get hit. He didn't dig a hole. He still tried to unload the football. And they don't lose any yards on the play.
He got popped in the back. Preston Smith got through. Preston on one side, Zadarius on the other. Preston having a down near just a half a sack this year after 12 last year, his first year in Green Bay. Second and goal, 9-yard line. Richie James Jr. goes in long motion left, and they give it to Richie on a run coming to the right here, but they play that well. The safety, Darnell Savage, was not fooled, so they motion Richie James from right to left, turned him around, and gave him an inside handoff coming to the right, Tim, but nobody really got a hat on the safety, Savage.
Yeah, really a jet little toss, and that'll count as a pass, as it wasn't a handoff. It was a forward little flip. He was able to get around the edge defender, but as you said, and one thing about those Packers, that back end, now they got a lot of speed back there. Every one of those guys is 4-4 better.
They actually picked up 5 yards. It wasn't that bad. So it's second down and 9 becomes a third down and 4 now. Third and 4, 49ers. And they got Craycraft and Taylor stacked together left. Richie James Jr. right. McKinnon is the back, and now they're going to have to call a timeout as they lined up incorrectly. Trent Taylor was not supposed to be over there.
Second charge timeout.
So that is to be expected. You got a short week. You got a new quarterback in. I mean, look at all the backups that are playing today. And it's all over the field, obviously. But in particular, in your wide receiver room, playing the game tonight without Brandon Ayuk, without Deebo Samuel, and without Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, and we just talked about with the challenge for the coaches. They're trying to study their tendencies down in distances and who do we go to. I'd like to see one thing. I'd like to see that cray craft launched into the river right now. Nobody's going to cover that guy. Let's go.
Little white water rafting with cray craft. So let's check out the 49ers here as they break the huddle quickly after the timeout. They face a third and goal, 4 yard line. Now they line up Taylor outside of Richie James Jr. Craycraft is left. Widget McKinnon runs a flat route. Throw to the back of the end zone to Craycraft. Could not get his feet down in bounds, and he caught it. Touchdown! San Francisco! They gave him the touchdown.
Well, I hope that holds up. I hope they keep the Craycraft in the river because he goes up and makes a nice catch. Beautiful throw. Comes down. He gets one foot in, 2 feet in. But how about finishing the process of the catch?
Yeah, he dropped the ball when he landed.
Just as he hit down to the ground, the ball came out.
He did get both feet in bounds with great work to drag the left foot, the
Beautiful.
Toe tap. But then when he went down, he did not secure the ball all the way to the ground, and the ball wound up squirting out.
Previous play is under review.
Dale River Roan will look at it. And River Craycraft, whether you just called it, that they were going to go to him.
I know.
The play was designed to go that way as they did motion Trent Taylor over to this side with Richie James Jr. So they wanted to go to Craycraft on the backside. We'll see if this holds up. Likely it will not as he did not possess the ball all the way to the ground. But right now, 49ers have a touchdown and down 7-6 to Green Bay late first quarter in the U.S. Bank 49ers Radio Network.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com and get your favorite player's jersey, name, and number t-shirt or collectible. Are you ready for the next game? Shop now for the most up-to-date assortment for all 32 teams, including face coverings. NFL Shop has game day covered with jerseys, apparel, and at-home essentials for cheering on your team. You'll choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams as NFL Shop is the destination for officially licensed NFL gear. Head to NFLShop.com today for your special offer.
You can train like a pro at 49ers Fit, the 40,000-square-foot state-of-the-art fitness facility located at Westgate Center in San Jose, now open. Get game day ready on the 100-foot 49ers signature turf for functional and group training, or take advantage of the latest cardio and strength training equipment, yoga, cycling, and group fitness studios, recovery lounge, kids' room, and more. 49ers Fit has something for the whole family. Try 7 days free. Visit 49erfit.com for more information.
Toyota's Mission Incredible sales event is here. Get $2,000 cash back on 2020 Camry or choose $1,500 cash back on 2021 Corolla and Corolla Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places. Cashback is available through TMNA and must be applied to transaction. Take delivery by 11/30/20. It's Toyota's Mission Incredible sales event. Get 0% APR on 11 Toyotas like 2020 RAV4, Camry, Prius, and 2021 Corolla Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Hybrid. Take delivery by 11/30/20.
This season, there's even more reason to take it to the air with United Airlines. United Clean Plus is a new standard of safety and cleanliness to ensure a safer travel experience for passengers. They're teaming up with Clorox and Cleveland Clinic with the goal of changing the game and delivering industry-leading cleanliness, equipping crews with the latest disinfectant technology and training to make your health and safety their priority. United, proud to fly the San Francisco 49ers. Simplify the small tasks and help your employees focus to make the big plays. Go to citrix.com/remote-works for more ways to boost remote productivity.
KMZQ Las Vegas.
It's an obvious miscall, which is surprising. The officials would rule it a touchdown originally. Craycraft clearly lost the ball when he landed, so our official review is brought to you by NBC Sports Bay Area, your home for Sunday to Sunday coverage of the 49ers. Robbie Gould will come in to try a short field goal. He is 10 of 11 on the year with a 52-yarder. You know, Vinovich gets notified to just hold up the kick. So they did go to Craycraft on that side.
It.
Nice ball placement
really
there.
Good.
Great work, great footwork to get his toes down. Would have been his first touchdown in the NFL. He only had one catch as a member of the Denver Broncos, but lost possession going to the ground. Pepper snaps, Wisnowski holds, and Robbie makes the short field goal. A 22-yarder, and the 49ers do get three. And they're down 7-3, but that was a good drive. Obviously, you want to finish it off when you get in the red zone against Aaron Rodgers and this Green Bay offense, which is the fourth highest scoring offense in the league.
A couple of things inspired me on that drive. Number one, they had good time when Nick Mullins was able to hit Richie James with that 43-yard in cut to really start the drive. And the offensive line held up versus that four-man rush. And another thing, Jeff McKinnon on that drive had some wiggle.